Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with national correspondent Aaron Rial is joining us right now. We're going to get to this AT&T data breach in just a moment, but there's a lot of bridges under the microscope. Eight others in the U.S. that are pretty susceptible to an accident that happened in Baltimore last week. Aaron, where are they, and are people concerned, are experts concerned about these bridges? Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. So there's other bridges with similar structural integrity. They're very popular. So there's two in Washington, one in Oregon. One is the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge in California, very popular, heavily traversed. The Golden Gate Bridge, one of the arguably the most popular bridge in the U.S., the George Washington in New Jersey and New York, the Verrazano Narrows in New York, and the Chesapeake Bay in Maryland. All of these bridges are suspension bridges, and it's a design that is favored by engineers for very long bodies of water. So there are these trusses, which are those little triangles. They connect. They make this very strong single unit. And they're good for this continuous structure because it relies on the strength of the entire unit to carry the load. And because of this design, once the main span of the bridge, particularly the key bridge that we saw fall last week, was compromised, the entire structure is at risk and it falls. So if you have so many bridges like this that are very tall, covering large bodies of water that are navigable by ships, the question becomes, why aren't there more safeguards in place for the piers that hold these things up if once they become compromised, the bridge falls?
And didn't we learn over the weekend that Maryland had learned that there was such a safety risk, given that they didn't have any bumper material or structure around the pier, the piers of the bridge, and that they were offered a chance to solve it like years ago and didn't do so because of the cost involved?
Indeed. Actually, so there's two options in terms of safeguards. There's something called a dolphin, which is an independent barrier. It's meant to deflect a ship if it strays and it's heading towards the pier. The other is called a fender, and it attaches to the pier to absorb any sort of vessel's impact. Now, wood and concrete are not standing up to these bridges in any way. If you're actually talking about these huge container ships that go by them, they're coming down if one of them hits them. What these fenders and dolphins do is essentially buy time, and they can deflect it. They can like push it in a different direction. But this is a hard one to really contend with. I've been doing so much research on this and spoken to so many civil engineers since last week. And they basically say, very simply, like the structural integrity of these designs is such that there's two structures that are holding the bridge up. They're great for long bodies of water, and you can build them very high, which the Francis Scott Key Bridge was. It was very high, 180 feet tall, and then very wide, 1,100 feet. But if you take out one of these piers, it's coming down. It's not surprising it fell so quickly. That's how it's supposed to fall. That's the physics behind it.
And the cleanup continues. All right, to this AT&T data breach, it went to places like the dark web. Ooh, I hate the way that sounds. What's the big deal? I mean, excuse me, it is a big deal, but what is the ramifications of what happened in this breach?
So really, I feel like I report on these at AT&T, once a month.
Yes.
But we now know that over 70 million current and former customers were impacted by this most recent breach. It happened about 2 weeks ago. We learned about it on Saturday. They got names, home addresses, phone numbers, dates of birth, social security numbers. It was data that was from 2020 or earlier. They did not get financial information or call history, but if you have all those other data points, it's pretty easy to get financial information. So they are encouraging users to set up fraud alerts on accounts, to monitor account activity, credit reports. They haven't yet identified the source of the leak, but it's on the dark web. They know that. And it's only the recent in a series of attacks like this.
Yeah. Always great catching up with you, Aaron. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great day.